Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Right podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Today, we're going to turn your blank canvas of a website into a WordPress blog by installing the WordPress software. By the way, if you haven't quite set up your hosting account yet, and you plan to do so over the phone, you can ask the salesperson to install WordPress for you. It will save you the steps I talk about here, but they don't always ask you about how you want to configure it. So everything would pretty much be set up using the defaults, including your username, which you can't change once it's set. My point is, if you like to have some control over your settings, doing it manually might be the way to go. There's actually very little involved in setting up WordPress because they've made it very easy to do with just a few clicks. So get logged into your cPanel, and find the section marked Top Applications. Click on WordPress, and on the next screen, click the Install button. Now you get a screen with a bunch of settings. In the first section, you'll probably be able to just go with the defaults. Where it says In Directory, this will depend on how you want your website flow to work. For most people, their blog is their website, meaning that when people go to yoursite.com, they see the front page of your blog. If your website has other functions or pages that are not associated with WordPress, you may want your blog to reside at yoursite.com/blog or something like that. If that were the case, you would simply type the word blog into this box. There really shouldn't be any reason to change the database name or database settings, unless for whatever reason you have a strong preference about that. As for the next section, Site Settings, you can enter your site name and site description now, but you don't have to, because you'll be able to change them anytime in your WordPress dashboard under your general settings. Now, the next setting, Enable Multi-Site, probably won't apply to you. If you're just operating one blog that belongs to you, leave this unchecked. What Multi-Site does is allows other people to come to your website and create their own blogs. To understand multi-site more fully, just think about WordPress.com, which is exactly that, a website where anybody can set up their own blog. But you won't need this for the purposes of your author site. In the next section, create your administrator account. Keep in mind that these credentials have nothing to do with your WordPress.com credentials. You're truly starting from scratch here, and this blog you're creating doesn't even have any users until you create the very first one. So your admin username and password can be anything you like. For the admin email, if it's not already in there, consider using one of the email addresses we created yesesterday, such as admin@yourdomain.com or yourfirstname@yourdomain.com. And again, this is something you can change through your WordPress dashboard later. Checking limit login attempts will automatically install a plugin of the same name that will lock you out of your account if you fail to provide the correct password after a few attempts. This is good if you want to protect your site from people who may be trying to break in, but not good if you're the kind of person who usually has trouble logging in, because this will block you from trying again for a certain amount of time, which would be inconvenient. So the choice is yours. The advanced options both have to do with WordPress updates. Checking the first option means they won't let you know if a new version is available. Checking the second option means that your site will be automatically upgraded to the latest version of WordPress whenever one is available. I don't recommend this, only because the updating process shuts your site down for a period of time. That could be 10 to 15 minutes, and you probably won't even know about it. But it's very easy to manually update within your WordPress dashboard at the time of your choosing, for example, in the middle of the night, when you know traffic isn't heavy. So hit install, and congratulations! You're all set up with a WordPress blog. If you ever need to remove it or reinstall it, you can do that on the screen right before the one where we typed in all the settings. That screen will list any installations of WordPress you have and show an option to delete each one. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to answer all your questions about your blog and get everything set up the way you want. For more information on coaching, go to dreamplaywright.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.